This is episode 69 of Ron's Update, the Atlanta 13.1 race report. It's Sunday morning at 5 o'clock and I am on my way to the starting line of the Atlanta 13.1. I got to bed late last night, not real late, probably around 11. Got up at 4 this morning, it's 5 right now. Race starts at 7, and hopefully I'll be able to make it through. My foot didn't feel that bad this morning when I woke up, so maybe that's a good sign. I really would like to have a good race. I don't know what to expect. I haven't run for a week. I did have a decent race at the Xterra 10K last weekend, but that's where I successfully injured my foot, or completed the injury of my foot anyway. If you read my blog post, I felt like maybe this injury I seem to have started the evening that I went out and ran with my Vibram five-finger Bikilas 2 miles on paved road. I think that was a big mistake when I wasn't that used to it. I'd been running with them on grass, and I decided to give them a test on the road. My feet were pretty sore after that run, and it seems like since that time, this little nagging ache has gotten worse until last weekend at the Xterra race. It culminated in me having a really sore foot the next morning after that race. It was actually sore after the race, but I tried to just disregard it, and it just got worse. So anyway, I took the whole week off, and hopefully that didn't hurt my fitness. Sometimes they say that people that take off a week like that actually do better because they have the ability to recover more. So we'll see. I plan on getting to the race. It's 5 after 5 right now. Hopefully, since I'm going down the expressway, I can get there close to 5:30. And if I do that, then I've got an hour and a half to arrange all my junk and get organized and do some mental training here to talk myself into having a good race, overcome any physical setbacks I've had. Think that'll work? Galloway says it can. We'll see. Okay, I'm going to cut this off for now, and I'll talk to you again in a little while. I'm back in my car. I'm through with the race. I can't say that I had a real good one, but I did finish, and that's what counts, I guess. I guess I'd have to thank Marshall Urich for inspiring me during this race, because my plantar fasciitis, that's what it is as far as I can tell, hurt the whole way from start to finish. And at about 8.5 miles, pulled a right calf muscle, which was probably because of me favoring my left heel. But I was thinking about Marshall Urich after reading his book, going across the whole United States with plantar fasciitis and just dealing with it, that I said, well, if he can go over 3,000 miles with it, I can go 13.1. So my Garmin finish time was 2:29 something. I'll have to see what my chip time was. It'll probably be fairly close because I started my watch when I went across the chip at the start.
The timing pad, you dummy.
So it should be fairly close to that. It was definitely a lot slower than I wanted to run, but with the circumstances involved, I figure that's good enough. I survived, and I'll race another day. So now I've got to rehabilitate, right? I'm headed home, and I'm thinking I'm just going to run me a big old bath of cold water and just sit down in it and see how that goes. I haven't ever done that as far as in race, after a race or anything. I've sat in cold streams after running, like up when I did running camps up in the Smokies, and that really seemed to help sore legs. So maybe running some cold water in a bathtub will work the same way. We'll see. Can't hurt, that's for sure. Of course, the shock will probably kill me. Anyway, so I took a flask of Hammer Gel with me, one of their little five, I don't know if it's 5 ounces or what it is. It's got 5 servings in it. I filled it up to 5 and took that with me, and I took 4 Endurolites just to make sure that I had electrolytes and energy. And I didn't have any problem with feeling like I could run. It's just that my heel hurt so bad and my right calf felt like it was pulled and was going to rip off. But other than that, I could have had a really good race if I didn't have these aches and pains. But I did what I could, and that's all that counts, right? I'll be interested and see what I did in my age group. Last year, I think I came in 4th in my age group, but, gee, I was over 10 minutes faster last year. So, I'll have to see.
Update, newsflash. I ended up coming in 3rd place out of 8 people in my age group.
Anyway, I don't know if that's a good enough race report or not. I can go through the whole thing. I mean, the start was in what's called Town Brookhaven, which is right off of Peachtree, and I guess it's Peachtree Industrial Boulevard up there. And we came out of that shopping center and turned to the left and went up past Oglethorpe, and then turned back into the neighborhoods back next to Oglethorpe and ran up to Windsor Parkway and all through there. We ended up coming back around and hitting Peachtree Industrial at the Brookhaven MARTA station, and then went back up to, I think, Johnson Ferry Road. We ran through Blackburn Park, and then we came back out of Blackburn Park and came out and hit Peachtree Industrial again, ran down Peachtree Industrial and turned to the right on, I have no idea the name of the road, and then turned to the left by the Costco sign there and ran to the finish. And I guess I had a good run. I finished it. That's what counts, right? Even though I hurt the whole way. Well, all I can say is it kept me awake the whole race, because I had pains the whole time. And I just decided I was going to do it. I wasn't going to stop. And that's what I did. So, that's it for the day. Once I get home, it's the old cold bathtub water, and then maybe watch some NFL and take a nap. See ya.